As I look around, I see so much that's going down. Out here is crazy. All these babies having babies. And what about the man that's on the street? Wanna wash my car for food to eat? It makes me think how less fortunate one could be. Soldiers losing life every day. It shouldn't be this way. We need to try to make peace. And what about all the drugs in our community? We need to change. Open our eyes so we can see.
BlogTalkRadio.com. Here I am, Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva. Phone lines are open. You know the deal. You know the number. Call in. I have with me a longtime singing artist, Lorenzo Owens, on the stage here on my platform. Lorenzo, are you with me?
I'm with you.
All
How
right.
How you doing?
All right. All right. Tell us where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Chicago.
All right. All right.
Chi-Town
Coast. All right.
That's right.
All right. Thank you for that information. Now, tell us all how your journey in music sparked off. What and who was your inspiration long time ago? Briefly.
My inspirations were the great. Like, I grew up listening to, my dad was an avid music fan. He had crates and crates of records. So I grew up listening to Aretha and Donnie and Stevie and Shaka and Gladys and all of those people. So yeah, those were my earliest influences and what started me really. Well, they say I was 3 years old. I don't recall that, but my uncle and aunt swear by it. And that's when they knew that, you know, I had something special going on, apparently. And it went on from there. Grew up singing in the church and, you know, sang background for some artists later on. And, you know, things just continued to progress for me. Thank goodness.
All right. Thank you for that information. So is your family, parents, siblings musically talented as you?
None of them.
And
none of them.
Of
it's
you.
Up to me. I have a nephew coming up that's pretty much just like me in terms of music. So that's there's a little saving grace there. We can maybe continue the tradition.
All right. Thank you for that information. Wow. So do you play any music instruments along with your singing?
No, I don't play any instruments. No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
I can peck around a little bit piano, but that's it.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to get on into the new single, When the World Says No. What inspired you to write this song?
Well, actually, I didn't write that one. That song was written by James Day.
Okay. All right.
So,
James,
you know, probably know James from Mesa and Layla Hathaway and all those different people. But James wrote that song, and we had threatened working together for about a year, you know, after we met each other, and it just kind of never happened. And then as he created that song, it was right before, you know, I started to record it right before all this COVID stuff. And I want to say in December of last year. And it just kind of took off from there. Went ahead and recorded it. I thought it was a great song. I thought the sentiment of it was great. And it just turns out that the time of it was perfect. So
I know it is. And I've been blowing it up online. And I'm like, I just love this song. And you said James Day. That sounds like James Day would write something like that. And so I'm going to go ahead and spin it. You stay in that seat. We'll be right back. Here is When the World Says No, James Day and Lorenzo Orange, everyone.
My last dream had made it seen and spoken, saying sometimes there ain't nothing else you can do. But then I remembered everything I've been through. 'Cause my heart says no when the world says no, and my soul says yes. I ain't living with no regrets. 'Cause my spirit flies when my wings are tied. Choices for me, and to have those nights I pray someone would change me. Then I realize how strong my
Don't you believe?
That is from the video on YouTube. Are those your kids, Lorenzo?
No, those are my nieces and nephews. I don't have any nieces and nephews.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you brought that out because a lot of my friends want to know.
Yeah. No kids here.
Okay, then. All right. You were on Oprah's Pop Star Challenge. That was back in what? What year was that? Wow.
That was 2004.
2004. She was impressed at your singing one of Stevie Wonder's songs. And I had no idea that was you because I glanced at, I always watched Oprah Winfrey shows. And I remember seeing you singing on stage. I'm like, well, look at him here today. You know, he's still doing it, you know. I had to go back on some of the music I had missed out on that you didn't did. And this one soundtrack, Wanna See You Smile. I love it.
Yeah.
And it's the first time I ever heard it. Better Days that I played at the beginning of the show. Did you write that song?
I did not.
Okay. You sung it like you wrote it. You sung it well.
Yeah.
I try to do everything
like that. I don't want to sing anything that I can't really feel. So.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you for telling me about that, about yourself. So do you want to mention any other future music projects that may be coming up after this track here?
Yeah. I'm working on something. It won't be until next year sometime. We don't know exactly with all of this current environment we're in. But I am working on a project. I can't give you a title or any of that yet because none of that's determined. But I am working on something and hope to have it out in 2021 and hope to be done with all of this stuff and I can tour a little bit and all that kind of stuff again.
Right, right. Thank you for telling us that. So we'll be looking forward to some surprises out of you next year. So are you going to be doing any online events, Commission?
I don't have any online events scheduled right now or in the near future. There are a couple of things that we're working on, but I can't even put them out there because nothing's confirmed, so I don't want to get people all into it, but follow me on social media. I tend to post everything when I do stuff like that. And
All right. Thank you for that information as well. If you have a website you would like to give our listeners, can you go ahead and give that website of yours and also your social media information?
No website. But all social media, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram. Instagram is Lorenzo_Owens. Facebook is just Lorenzo Owens. And Twitter is Lorenzo Owens as well.
Right. That's right. Thank you for that. So what is your ultimate desire, which you wish your fans to get out of this track with The World Says No?
Oh, encouragement, you know, to know that you can do it, you know, just what the song says. When they tell you no, you got to believe in yourself because there's something on the inside of each and every one of us. We just got to get to it. The world piles all kinds of stuff on top of us and we forget who we are. We forget who we were when we were born into these bodies and couldn't speak the language of this world, you know, and we forget about all of that and we learn this new stuff for this world. And I think the journey of life is pushing some of that dirt off of us and getting back to that light that we had when we first entered this planet and understanding that knowledge that we once had before we entered into these bodies. And so you got to know that's there. That power is there to do what you want to do what you need to do in life. You just have to put in the time and discover it and be encouraged.
Amen. Well, thank you for that. That woke me up today. Okay, you're more than welcome to give a shout out to all the persons that have supported you in your music career.
oh, I'm going to say everybody because I can't even, I can't start naming names.
Right.
It's been too many people, but for everybody who's, you know, followed me along the way, for everybody who encouraged me when the world did say no, you know, to everybody who, you know, has just been my support systems when times were good and when times were bad. Just a big old thank you to everybody.
Well, let's give them a hand, and hopefully they continue to support you. So we're coming to a close. I would like to play a couple of the older songs that you have put out, just to refresh a lot of the audience that have not heard of you. They can look up some of the music. I have "Want to See You Smile." I have a song for you. I love how you did that. That's my favorite song. I like.
Oh yeah.
Wow, he really did that one. So
thank
and also
you so much.
I have a surprise for another upcoming jazz artist, Ty Davis. He has a new single out that he's pushing called "Drop It, Senorita," which I will play instrumental. And I will also play Lorenzo Orange, "When the World Says No." I'll play it again at the end of this showcase. Any words of encouragement you would like to give while we're dealing with these dark times right now, Lorenzo?
Stay encouraged. You know, use the time for a better purpose. You know, we're a little isolated. We can't get to each other and touch on each other and love on each other. So take that time to love on yourself, you know, and to find the light inside you. And when we emerge from this, we hopefully we'll be a better people. And because you've cultivated what's already inside of you, you can deal with other people in a better way. So just, you know, use the time beneficially and, you know, come out of this a better person.
All right. Thank you for those words of encouragement. This is Lorenzo Orange, everyone. And thank you for taking out your time to participate and coming on my platform. And hopefully
absolutely.
You
thank
return.
You for having me.
Yes. And this is "A Song for You" by Lorenzo Orange. And you have a blessed evening, Mr. Orange.
You
and
as
thank
well.
Thank you so much.
And to all your listeners, the same.
I've been so many places in my life and time. And made some bad rhymes. Acted out my life in stages. 10,000 people watching. We're alone now, and I'm singing this song to you. I know your image of me is what I hope to be. I treated you unkind. Darling, can't you see? There's no one more important to me. Baby, can't you see through me? We're alone now, singing this song to you. You taught me precious secrets of a true love holding nothing. Came out in front when I was hiding. Now I'm so much better. If my words don't come together, listen to the melody, 'cause my love's in there hiding. Oh, friend of mine. When my life is
And made it see and
spoken, saying sometimes there ain't nothing else you can do. But then I remembered everything I've been through. 'Cause my heart says no when the world says no, and my soul says yes. I ain't living with no regrets. 'Cause my spirit flies when my wings are tied, and my love still flows. Yes, even when the world says no. Sometimes I think the universe ignores me, don't hear my voice and makes my choices for.